Good day. November 1st. So we woke up in a tent, and that's the first time on this trip, but it was a good thing. It was a little wet because it had rained a little bit, and I think we were able to keep most of the mosquitoes out. Not there was that many around. Then you had to be careful to not tack into the cow chips, but other than that, a beautiful environment and much more solid ground than the day before when we had to pull out the car out of the mud. So this time that all went smooth. Not that the roads improved a whole lot. For an additional 50 kilometers, this was really, really slow going, and you have to sculpt the car around the sculpted road. There still were little towns at times, and I always was looking forward to having my coffee in one of those towns. You just look for a place where there is thermoses and a few people sitting around, and you get a tiny cup of coffee, which is pretty tasty. Well, as it turns out, we obviously didn't know how long the road was going to be, the condition it was in, but about 50 kilometers later, we came to a hydropower dam, the Suapiti hydropower dam, and that is on the Conquer River. It's probably Guinea's biggest project with hydropower, and I haven't studied the subject on how many villages it replaced or anything like that. What did matter today is that from then on, the road was paved and solid and not in need of repair. For as long as it was the N24, we were in good shape and sailing right away. So we should be able to make pretty good time to Conakry. No, not so much, because we hit upon the N3 at one point, and the N3 was in really kind of solid pavement, except for there were sections of about 100 meters at the time that was very rough. So you endeavor every few kilometers. So that had its own challenges, and then a lot more traffic. But we didn't know what was coming, and what was coming was Conakry. Conakry is about a 40-kilometer long town, and it is very narrow. So there is a speedway. Ha, speedway, that's a misnomer. And it obviously depends on the time of day you're trying to go there. The big thing about the speedway, it is two lanes, sometimes three, one way. So then the other way, the same, going the other direction. But there's very few places where you can turn around or turn left. So when a problem occurs and traffic slows down or comes to a screeching halt, like this Saturday afternoon, you pretty much stand there and hopefully you don't get too many fumes to consume because there's plenty of them around. Well, what then happened, it took so long for traffic to move that people that wanted to go the same direction, they opted to go in the lanes coming the other way. Well, that certainly did not enhance the situation. So we had to maneuver around that because that happened on our side too. So that was a very lengthy commute to get to the hotel that we had opted for, which was Hotel Azul. After a very, 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 very long time, we still did make it, and it was before dark, so that was all good. The hotel was one of those very strange places, a good presence on the internet, but in reality, it wasn't as great. It looked out on a beach with low tide, which, that's where all the garbage is. So that wasn't too grand. One of the reasons to pick the hotel was it had a swimming pool. Indeed, it had a swimming pool. It just hadn't been cleaned for 2 weeks, or maybe longer. So that wasn't much of an option. It was not also observable from the street. You have to go through about a block of with a corner of dirt road with potholes and what have you to get to a gate, and hopefully somebody would be listening in to let you in. We did have an okay stay there, but the whole place was walled in, and two floors of hotel rooms, and then the top floor was a restaurant, an Indian restaurant, with an amazing view of all the water around us. But you certainly had to know about this place to go there, because there was no sign anywhere on how to get there, or you had to really know. So it turned out they were catering a lot to the Indian community, and the food was at least halfway decent. So that was a pretty eventful day that day. Tent camping, hydro power, and then an absorbent commute that has no equal. I think so far it's one of the least favorable cities as far as tolerating the traffic. But you deal with it. You make the best of it. Thanks for coming along. There's more to come.